Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, we're still on the chance bit here. We got the Gambino crime family involved, apparently.
Hey, that's like kind of one of the famous. Like, the Gambinos, like, everyone knows the Gambinos. Although I don't understand, like, when you're a well-known, like, mob family like that, how do you get away with crap? Aren't they just watching you at all times? Like, I would assume that it's much easier to be, like, the Rop crime family and no one knows who you are, but, like, if everywhere I go, I'm like, hey, it's the Gambinos, and everyone knows that I'm just involved in nefarious crap, why would anyone play cards or ever deal with me?
It's a good question.
I don't know. I never understood that. It's like those 1920 gangsters that would, like, you know, like, announce when they would make bank robberies.
Yeah, like, these guys have been, for generations now, I think since, like, the early 1900s have been infiltrated in New York. It's the five total families, and if you just followed them all the time, you wouldn't have to deal with them. It makes no sense.
It would seem to make sense to do more of the Kaiser Soze thing and, like, just not, like, talk about all your exploits, but I'm not in the mob, so I wouldn't know.
So this guy's name is Joseph Lanny. A.K.A. Mamino.
Hey, Mamino!
He's an alleged Gambino capo, whatever that means.
I think that's boss.
Captain.
No, a capo is... So there's the Don, the underboss.
Oh.
You've got the consigliere, which is like the friend of the Don. That's usually the third in command. The under Don is like the son that's going to take over. Then under that, you have capos. And then you have soldiers.
It says it is a captain in the mafia who manages a crew of soldiers responsible for a range of criminal activities reporting to the boss or underboss.
There you go. Yep. Schultz's all over it. He knows his...
His aviation, safety, procedures, McDonald's, Happy Meals, and damn it, the mob order.
Goodfellas.
Are the Schultz's connected?
We're German.
I thought you were Native American.
I am. Native American and German. But I do love Goodfellas, one of my favorite movies.
Well, this guy was accused of taking part in this rigged poker game ring, okay? Mm-hmm. So his arrest occurred less than a week after he pleaded guilty on October 17th alongside six other reputed wise guys to heading a sprawling racket that used extortion, witness retaliation, and other crimes to try to bring the city's trash and demolition business under his control.
Well, that's some Soprano stuff, right?
Yeah,
you gotta get involved in sanitation.
It was a hostile takeover.
All right, I'm on board. Talk to me.
He's 54. So now he has to deal with this indictment, but he pled not guilty in the new case as well. And he is free.
He's home
detention as well.
Much like Chauncey, he is a man of integrity, and he would not risk his sterling reputation on, with some sanitation kerfuffles.
Now,
come on.
I get why mobsters deal in drugs and gambling.
Yeah.
And general racketeering,
sure,
as it were.
Yeah. What else are you going to do?
Well, But why garbage? Why has it always been...
Because I think that's an easy way to get your hands in everything. It's like the whole Teamsters thing. It's a very blue collar, and it's an easy way to have a front. You can launder a bunch of money through it. And everyone has garbage service. Everyone has needs construction workers, and you can just, you know, wet your beak on everything.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, they're always involved in some sort of blue-collar...
Well, the most boring businesses are some of the most money-making businesses. People forget that. Like, you can, in sanitation, you can make a bungload of money.
Yeah.
Well, but, yeah, but, I mean, how did they... So, I guess, because this goes way back.
Yeah.
You know, they were in the olden days mobs, like the... Bad boy mobs were involved in sanitation.
Yeah.
How? Like, what did they do? Just start picking up people's trash and booting the city out? Or, like, how? I mean, what? How do you? And then he's, like, trying to take over the whole. It's like a hostile takeover. Like, how do you do that?
I mean, it's like you go from business to business being like, hey, we're going to offer you protection, and you force them to do so. It's just strong-arming your way in.
Yeah.
It's a lot of the history of what they do anyways.
Again, according to AI, it is working garbage because it's lucrative. It's unregulated that allows for both legal and illegal activities. Mm-hmm. Exploit businesses through practice like eliminating competition, rigging bids, manipulating prices to control the market. And it's just like they're saying like that in construction, according to this, it's a gateway into everything. And there's an easy way to skim off the top. I think there's this idea that the mob works in millions and millions of dollars. I think the mob is more of, they work in the margins. 50 grand here, 100 grand there, $250,000 here. I mean, that's the whole Jimmy Hoffa thing, right? Like, when you're taking these bids for like garbage workers and stuff, and you want the union, it's like there's kickbacks and slush funds. And
this is from Mental Floss. Mobsters. Okay, it says the mob really got into trash in the mid 20th century when many cities stopped collecting commercial waste and left businesses to find private haulers. Mobsters from New York to Chicago saw an opportunity and either started or took over with money, intimidation, or violence. They took over hauling firms. Within a city, crews would divvy up routes, rig contract bids, and harass and extort non-mob haulers and customers in order to quash competition and keep their prices high.
Yeah, so you just control the entire market, and you get to set and do whatever the hell you want, right?
Soon, gangsters mostly from Italian and Irish-American crime families had monopolies on trash collection all over the Northeast and upper Midwest. The so-called garbage mobsters who ran these operations often falsified paperwork, tampered with weigh scales, sometimes to skim profits from the business and sometimes to hide dirty money in it. Yeah. Crew bosses and members often got no work, no show consulting positions at the firms, which gave them a legit job to put on their tax return and explain their income.
Yeah, I know a lot of times too with like trucking companies, it's an easy way to move things from place to place. You know, you constantly have trucks moving all over the country, easy way to move things, whether that's drugs, women, guns, whatever.
Then it says Waste Management and Browning Ferris Industries got big enough to step into mob-controlled territory and give them enough competition to drive them out of business.
Wow.
Over the last 20 years. Boy, that's wild because, I mean, you know, it's be kind of scary.
Well, so old capitalism pushed them out? Wow.
Well, and I know this isn't like the... Look, this thing that Chauncey's caught up into, let's be honest, this is not... They said it's like tens of millions of dollars. It's like 40, 50 million bucks. In the grand scheme of things, dude, this is not a major... If Chauncey Billups and the NBA wasn't attached to this, no one would give two S's that $30 or $40 million got bilked in some poker games. In the grand scheme of things, this is a really minor FBI sort of thing. It's just that it's high profile now because you got some NBA guys involved in it. But it doesn't surprise me the mob is involved in somewhat small stuff. We had John Kroger on years ago, and he said the mob just really isn't a scary entity anymore. He said, remember, he was a federal prosecutor in New York years ago, like in the 80s and 90s. He said most of those big guys now have been taken down. And the mob now is just not it's just not the scary entity that we want to make it out to be. I mean, the fact if this is like a big deal for the mob and you're literally just bilking some rich dudes out of some poker money, that ain't exactly Goodfellas, you know?
Yeah. Do you know who? Is that a home run?
That is a home run.
Dalton Varsho.
Yeah. Let's go. Ball game. 2-2.
2-2. Dodgers and Jays. Yeah. Do you know who actually created the Trade Waste Commission to regulate trash haulers in New York?
I do not.
Rudy Giuliani.
Really?
Your boy.
Yeah. I remember. I do remember when he came in. That was one of the big deals that he was going to try to tackle the mob. And, you know, Kroger came on the program and just said that they're just, a lot of it now is just kind of like, it's all myth and like the allure of it. So maybe it's not.
Tell that to Chauncey.
Yeah. Oh, I'm guessing that if they still, you know, get their hooks into you and threaten you, I'm sure it's still, you know, kind of scary. But I would assume that the real scary ones now are like the Russians or like the cartels. I'm guessing that if you were going to run afoul of someone, no offense, but I'd rather be into the Italian mob than I would one of the Mexican drug cartels.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.